This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Long Beach, California this weekend, there was a shooting that left two young men dead. Neighbors speculate the killings might have been part of a gang initiation. This might not make national news ordinarily, but one of the victims was a 22-year-old Cambodian immigrant who'd recently returned to California after serving in the Iraq War. Lance Corporal Sok Kok Ung of the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit had been awarded a Purple Heart for injuries he sustained in Iraq in April. Los Angeles Times reporter Nancy Ride is following this story. She says Ung was on weekend leave from Camp Pendleton at a family barbecue on Sunday.
He and his half-brother and sister and a friend and maybe one or two other people were lingering around this barbecue, and they were rapping.
And what happened?
According to police, a guy just sprung up from behind this shoulder-high wood fence that runs along the side of the yard and fired six or seven times and then took off on foot.
You went to the family's house the next day and spoke with Sokung's father, who described for you holding his son in his arms as he died.
Yes, it was heartbreaking, really. He believed his son died in his arms, and spoke to him. There was a translation for me, assured him he would be okay, and said, "Daddy, I'm going to be okay. Don't worry about me." And he was declared dead about 20 minutes later at the hospital.
There are a number of things about this story and the circumstances that make it particularly poignant. Sok Ung was supposed to be leaving the military at the end of the month. He was a new U.S. citizen. He was about to take his SATs. And he survived what could have been, I suppose, a fatal injury in Iraq, only to die this way, back in his father's backyard.
Yeah, his family had remarked about the fact that they would have actually accepted and been happy if he had died in combat, serving his new country. And the idea that he had been born into a refugee camp in the Philippines, survived the relocation, went to a war, survived that war, only to be shot dead in a driveway. They just couldn't believe it. It just was horrific to them, really.
Did you learn anything about whether either of the two men who were shot and killed had any connections with gangs in the area?
I spoke to 15 or 20 people, family and friends, and all of them insisted that neither the two victims or any of their friends that were present had anything to do with gangs.
Did you hear anything from the police about whether they suspect any possible gang connection?
What the police have said is that they rule nothing out because they have no motive at this point. They live in a poorer part of Long Beach, and there are gangs throughout the Central Core, certainly, but I don't think because they're Cambodian in a poor neighborhood, they are considered gang members by any means.
There's a large Cambodian community in Long Beach, and I wonder how they are reacting to this. I imagine it's a very big story in that community right now.
Well, interestingly enough, yesterday when I called a couple of the leaders, they had not even heard about the shooting. Mm. By today, all of that has changed, and several of those leaders are going to have a peaceful protest rally outside the Long Beach City Council chambers, trying to call attention to this tragedy.
Well, Nancy Ride, thanks for talking with us about your story.
Good to be with you.
Nancy Ride is a reporter with the Los Angeles Times.